Blackstone Audio presents C.S. Lewis, Essay Collection and Other Short Pieces by C.S. Lewis. Edited by Leslie Walmsley. This book is read by Ralph Cosham.
The Search for God. 1. The Grand Miracle. This was preached in St. Jude on the Hill Church, London, and later published in The Guardian, 27th of April, 1945. It was reproduced in Undeceptions, 1971, and is now in God in the Dock, 1998. One is very often asked at present whether we could not have a Christianity stripped, or, as people who ask it say, freed from its miraculous elements, a Christianity with the miraculous elements suppressed. Now, it seems to me that precisely the one religion in the world, or at least the only one I know, with which you could not do that is Christianity. In a religion like Buddhism, if you took away the miracles attributed to Gautama Buddha in some very late sources, there would be no loss. In fact, the religion would get on very much better without them, because in that case, the miracles largely contradict the teaching. Or even, in the case of a religion like Mohammedanism, nothing essential would be altered if you took away the miracles. You could have a great prophet preaching his dogmas without bringing in any miracles. They are only in the nature of a digression or illuminated capitals. But you cannot possibly do that with Christianity, because the Christian story is precisely the story of one grand miracle, the Christian assertion being that what is beyond all space and time, what is uncreated, eternal, came into nature, into human nature, descended into his own universe, and rose again, bringing nature up with him. It is precisely one great miracle. If you take that away, there is nothing specifically Christian left. There may be many admirable human things which Christianity shares with all other systems in the world, but there would be nothing specifically Christian. Conversely, once you have accepted that, then you will see that all other well-established Christian miracles, because of course there are ill-established Christian miracles, there are Christian legends, just as much as there are heathen legends or modern journalistic legends, you will see that all the well-established Christian miracles are part of it, that they all either prepare for, or exhibit, or result from the Incarnation. And just as every natural event exhibits the total character of the natural universe at a particular point and space of time, so every miracle exhibits the character of the Incarnation. And now, if one asks...